Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Jim Pagiamsis, the author of Get Connected in the 21st Century, where I learn, speak, and socialize, and monetize, and assist speakers and authors to share their strengths and change the world from front of the room. Today, I have an amazing guest that I actually met recently out in speaking here a few months ago. I'm excited to share Andrew Cottrelli, who's the author of the book The Spirit Ritual Formula, a journal into really to spiritually charge your morning and nightly rituals and make a happier life. So further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Andrew.
Hey, Jim. How's it going? Thanks for having me so much.
Excellent. Yes, look forward to a great discussion. We have a bunch of questions we want to get at here because I really would like to hear a lot more about this amazing book. Not exactly a book.
Great,
it's actually
great.
A journal where you actually take ownership of a number of things that you've written about. So let's get started here. So the first
you
question.
You have to do a little bit of work, but it's fun.
Yes. Well, I think that big part, you know, what I like about these types of books, and I've written a number of books in recent years, where you actually have to answer questions. And I, as I said, I was telling Andrew, I just started reading the preface of the book to sort of pump myself up to do this. So let's get started into the questions here. The first one is how did you get started in your personal development journey?
Sure. Yeah, that's great. I think for most of us, it comes out of a need in our life. So there's going to be a situation where our life is going terribly wrong and we don't know what it is we need to do to get out of it. So we turn to different directions. We turn to family, we turn to friends, and just people around us to support us. And I turned to books. So I was at a point in my life where I was very fearful and I was anxious and stressed out. My job was getting me down, and relationships were ending, and I was just in a terrible place. And one Saturday, instead of like leaping out of bed and doing my normal Saturday routine, my mind was just stuck in this fearful place where all my stresses and worries were just like swirling around me and just taking hold, and I was just stuck there, and I couldn't get myself out of it for at least like a day or two. And I woke up the day afterwards on Sunday, and I had this terrible cold. And I realized that I literally thought myself sick. Like, I brought in this horrible cold with all my negative thinking and thoughts and that whole process, and I realized something had to change. So I went back to books that started to make me feel good, and I looked on my bookshelf, and I had, like, a bunch of, you know, a lot of athletic books and training and health and those variety of books. But then I had one book in there that I read a long time ago, and I remember that it made me feel good. And the book was called The Secret. And I read that over again. I'm like, okay, yes, this makes sense. Yes, your thoughts, yep, create this, absolutely. So I got back into that again. And one author led to another. And I just consumed so many books and was just putting these steps into place into my life and feeling better bit by bit, every day growing, every day moving, and it just felt great. This new path was really amazing. I was changing myself. Everything was looking different. And the main thing was well-being. So it comes from wanting to feel better and wanting to be better and, you know, create the life that you want. So I was on this new path. And the thing with these great books are, unless you write notes on them, you pretty much put these books back on the shelf and then forget about them kind of thing. So I wanted to put a system into my life that I could feel better overall. And so I researched them all and I found out what worked best with me, and I tried and tested them all, and I put together a daily practice. And from that daily practice, I developed the book called The Spirit Ritual Formula Journal.
Excellent, yes. And this is what...
That's how I got started into it,
Yes, and this is what led to our conversation when we met there a few months ago, because as I shared with him, I was on the journey too many years ago in 2003 when I got to personal development, and did the same thing. I read a lot, and yes, I've heard about The Secret, and I read the book and all that, and this is where I was really excited to have you on to kind of dig deeper into that, because the fact is, yes, a lot of people read books or listen to audios, but it's about taking action, and that's why I'm excited to begin to take action in doing that. So we're going to keep rolling. So now I want to type two questions into one here. First one is, what inspires you, and what gets you up in the morning now? Because obviously things have changed since you've written the book and all that. So can you give us now what inspires you in your day, and what gets you up in the morning, and talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. In the book, I talk about service. Like, deep down inside all of us, we just really want to make others feel better, and we want others' situations to improve. We want to help others, and this is just naturally. Like, you can see this in kids. Kids feel better helping others, and you can see the look on their faces when they're able to serve and improve someone else's life. And empowering others is amazing. So I look at my journey, where I was and how I have grown. And I think I've made some great headway in there, and I've changed and grown and all this and that. So the power is inside all of us. It sounds like it's a little bit cliche, but it really is. And once you tap into this, once you tap into that energy that charges you up, it's pretty remarkable. Once you realize that, you know, we live in the friendly universe, and that all the best intentions are for us, and we start to feel these good feelings, and just to raise our energy level. So once we raise our own energy level, those around us will be raised. So that's what gets me up in the morning, just sharing what I can share with other people to help them improve their situation, whether it's like looking from a new perspective, whether it's not judging others, whether it's being more present. If there's something that somebody needs along their path, I want to help them with it. So that's what I like to do. I coach as well. I enjoy speaking. And this book was almost like a summary of some of my favorite techniques for empowering people's lives that I want to share with others. So that's what gets me up in the morning, seeing people's lives change, how my life has changed. And we're all on our own path, and we're all growing, and we're all manifesting. We're all moving in a direction. So it's, what direction are we moving in? Are we moving in a more negative direction based on our thoughts, emotions, and actions? Or are we doing the most that we can to live the life that we are meant to live, so the best life? So improving our thoughts, making better actions, and just moving in the general direction of our dreams. Are we doing that? So helping others is very important to me, and that's what gets me up in the morning. And my daily practice now, it does consist of the rituals and the spirit ritual formula. So I've been doing the journal for a while, and my day really starts out when I put pen to paper. So our days, when you wake up in the morning, if you go to your cell phone and if you check your voicemail or if you check your email or social media, then you're not in control. So now you're living someone else's agenda. So you're living someone else's demands, and those are all placed on you, and that's going to stress you out. You're going to be looking for something from there. You might be caught up in news, something in the morning, or you're worried about this and that. So all of a sudden, when you wake up, you're not in control, and that feels horrible. And once you go down that spiral day after day after day of being stuck in that trap of living someone else's agenda, you're going to realize that you're not going to be happy. Things are going to show up in your life that are going to be unfavorable, either aches or pains in your body, stressed out, feeling overworked, tired, or something, just not going to feel fulfilled, and that's going to show up in different forms in your life. So my thing is to take the time in the morning, and also before bed, I'll talk about that later, but take the time in the morning to create your day. So get a focus, get a focal point, get out your pen, get out a journal, write some things that you're thankful for. So I always like to start with gratitude. So if you don't have anything big right now that you're thankful for, start with something simple. Start with like your comfortable sleep, your bed, even just take a couple deep breaths. So right now you're just getting present. So you get present in the day before you even worry about any of your tasks to do or anything like that. So get present. So I like to be grateful in the morning. And then I like to set my intention every day. I like to set the intention or what I like to do, what I want to accomplish and things like that. And I also say affirmations and a lot of the other activities in the spiritual form. So affirmations are a great way to raise your energy and to get your focal point and just to get your awareness more focused on some of your long-term goals and a lot of your present goals as well. So those are things I always do. I do the journal every day, and I find it really helps when you get that focal point in the morning, get present, get your spirit intact before you even head out the door. So there's lots of ways you can do it. The book explains it all. There's also some types of prayers you can do. I talk about service. I talk about crushing some of your goals. So it's all in the book. So, yeah, it's really empowering. So I'm really a big fan of it, and I use it myself. So I created it for myself. I use it, and I like other people to use it well. I think they could really benefit from it. And, yeah, those are that's basically the main parts of my morning.
Excellent. Well, with about 20 minutes left, you've already sort of digging into the book. I have it here in front of me. And
sure.
I will tell everybody here, because at the end we'll share how you can get the book. But what really, I'll tell you the quick story, is when Andrew and I met. Andrew was I can tell you, he's a great gentleman, he's a great speaker. But I actually, we finished the event and we went to have a post, I don't know, coffee conversation after the event.
Yeah.
Because for me, and why I wanted Andrew on here, because everything as Andrew's been talking about, ladies and gentlemen, I have done. I've been into, you know, affirmations. I do them every day. Gratitude. I've had a lot of great opportunities in my journey so far, as far as working with amazing individuals, being hired by great organizations. And why I tell you all this is because you have to be in a place that you're wanting, open to do it. And I shared with Andrew about taking up meditation a number of years ago, and how you can sit and meditate everywhere. I was actually meditating away from where I usually meditate, just for 5 minutes, just to get myself centered. And the book goes into that, and it's kind of, we're trying to fit as much as we can in here, but in the sense to really give you a context, a wide context, because we can't give everything in the book away, but I think that what you've shared so far, I hope that the audience understands that there is a process to this. There is and the book puts you through that. So he doesn't throw you in there. he walks you the first 20, I guess the first 30 pages of the book really primes you to do that. So he's not saying, okay, do this and that part. So now let's dig a little deeper in the book, because at the end, Andrew will share how you can get the book, and a great offer that he has. So so once you finish the first 30 pages and he kind of primes you up, you dig in, and he has literally the rest of the book is for you, the audience, to do that. And from morning prayer you have here, to momentum questions, to creator questions, to magic and miracles, to affirmations. Again, I've done a number of these, and I can tell you that quick funny story is it's actually not funny. It's a true story. I have a number of affirmations. I actually shared some of them with Andrew, and he gave me some tips and suggestions. He liked what he heard, but he said, maybe modify it this way. And why I was open to do that, because nobody understands affirmations in the sense that nobody understands the part of being an elite hockey player or being an author. There's a lot of people that have gone and become an author, and they're early in their journey. And that's great because they're learning. Here, as you heard earlier, Andrew went into a process to create this book. And you heard him. I heard him a number of times says it was for me. But in the end, it transferred into everyone else. And I think that's,
for sure,
a very powerful thing that you did. Can you go into, with about 50 minutes left, can you just go, I want to pick a few things here that, I like this, I was reading a little bit last you did about the momentum questions. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because why I picked that is I believe in momentum. I believe that you have to take, you have to put the key in the car and drive the car.
Yes.
And affirmations take time. Can you go a little bit into that a little bit for the audience?
Sure.
Please?
Yeah. You know, I'll talk about all those. Yeah. You touched a bit upon meditation. You talked about affirmations and momentum questions. All fantastic things. Some people in the self-help spirituality realm, they've heard about these. They use them all. And I'll talk a bit about each of them. So meditation, I've read about. So when you meditate, you actually, you get your mind in a different gear. So instead of being first gear, where you're pedaling very hard and you're not getting as far, you're actually getting into like a third gear. So you're going to have to pedal, but you're not pedaling as hard. And life moves at a different pace, and you're a lot more centered, and more synchronicities start happening. And this is just some of the magic that comes with meditation. So there's a lot of brain science behind it, spirituality behind it. But when it comes down to it, I've read a lot of books, and I've listened to a lot of speakers and spoken to a lot of people on this. They say, the one thing I can do to improve my life is to meditate. Like, that's the most simplest and boringest answer when you think about it. So taking that time just to breathe properly throughout your day, and this is in that book. So it's written in that book. It's in there. It's in there for you to do. You'll have this book on your bedstand as a reminder, and the steps are in there every day, simple to follow, and each one builds after another. And they work together as part of like this best practice that you can do to include in your life. Because some people don't even have any type of like routine to take care of their spirit, to take care of like their inner self, and to take care of themselves and just feel better. Like they just jumpstart their day, and they're at the whim of their, you know, to-do list or everyone else's to-do list. So meditation is huge. And whether you practice it on and off, just it every day for a few minutes, it's one of those things that you have to, the benefits add up. The more you do it, the better result it is. So it's consistency. So if you do it once, you realize it's good. Okay, I realize I feel better doing it. Okay, why don't I do it more? I'm like, okay. And you start doing it. You realize these things, they actually start making you feel better. So it kind of, it becomes addictive. When you see progress, when you see progress in your life, you want to keep doing more of that. And you get better and better, and you try new things, and you add this to your practice. So these are things that make you feel better and you want to keep on doing. And you mentioned affirmations. Affirmations are great. Not everybody does them, but some people see them as, okay, I'm going to say affirmations. Okay, what am I just lying to myself, saying I'm this, I'm that. But the great thing about affirmations are they're also a great motivator, because you're saying these statements to yourself of things you want manifested in the present tense to yourself, but then you got to move your feet. Like, they're not passive. Like, you're saying them, and you're like, okay, I'm not going to go out on the couch. Like, if I want to lose, you know, I'm now my ideal weight of 180 pounds or whatever. Whatever your goals are, whether it's weight loss, you know, love or happiness or financial, you're going to say these, and you're going to actually do something about it, because there's going to be a discord in your brain saying, no, these are my affirmations. I'm doing things to follow up. So they're sort of twofold. You're setting the intention. You're putting it out there to the universe, and you're actually moving your feet. And when you take action, the universe rewards you. So you're going to take action and action. You're going to say these affirmations in the morning when you're fresh out of bed, when you're ready to receive them. And that's the best time for your subconscious to take them, when you're in that slightly tired state. And you're also going to say affirmations before bed. You're going to, you know, program your subconscious. You're going to put this intention out there. And it's going to, you know, things will start to unfold. You're going to meet some people. You're going to find the next workout. You're going to find a workout partner. You're going to find a workout program that you're like. You're going to find a cool diet plan. Things are going to happen. You're going to find a meetup. Meet someone through this way. If you want to attract a business partner, you want to find this new development. So say affirmations and see what unfolds, and just keep this practice going. Like, it's not immediate. It's not snap your fingers and it happens, but it could happen that quickly, you know, as you practice, and things sometimes do manifest very fast and synchronistically. But it's not say it and wait. It's just keep on doing it. It's like you don't watch the pot on the counter and you wait for it to boil. So boil. You just do this. You just do this as a process. You're not watching it with your, you know, looking at your clock every 2 seconds. Okay, is it manifesting? Is it happening? No, you're going to be doing it. You're going to be in the flow and doing more things that bring you joy in your life. And you're going to feel your energy change. Like, even as you walk, you're going to walk more with a purpose based on your affirmations and the intentions that you set. And another question you mentioned was momentum questions. So that's part in the book where you ask yourself questions based on positive answers that you want to see out there. So usually people have like this inner dialogue going on in their heads. So something bad happens and they're late. So they say, okay, why am I always late? Okay, if you say that, you're going to find more examples of why you're going to be late. Like the kids are going to pop in, you know, your boss is going to do something here, your spouse or significant other is going to do something and it's going to take away from this. You know, if you say, oh, why can't I get this? Why can't I, you know, why am I so this? Why am I so unlucky? Well, that's terrible to say. That's a form of terrible self-talk. So when you ask a question like that out loud or openly in your head, more examples will pop up in your life. So instead of those really disempowering questions that you're asking for, ask a very positive question that you want to see manifested into your life. So why am I so lucky? Why am I so loved? Why am I so successful? Why am I so happy? Why am I so energetic? And you see, get the ball rolling. So you're asking these questions and you're looking and you're finding the answers, and it just raises another way to raise your vibration in the morning. So affirmations are great. They get you pumped up. They get you moving. Momentum questions. You're going to look for things to show up in your life. You're going to be moving. Everyone builds off each other. So just another way to manifest and improve your life. So those are some of the great tactics and rituals that are in the book.
Excellent.
So ask,
yes.
And you shall receive. Ask. Yeah, like the famous from the Bible, ask and you shall receive. Ask yourself and see what you bring about in your life.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the things I want to add is, you know, I've had, in my journey, I've had a great chance to speak. But also in the journey of doing that, I've collaborated with so many amazing speakers. And one of the things is I was always, I don't know what word to use. I really was moving always forward. I was always picking up the phone, asking.
Nice.
And I was telling a friend a few days ago, I wrote, I have a blog for about 10, closing on 10 years. And I made some changes to my blog about 6-7 years ago. And I never realized where those changes would have taken me from interviewing, writing interviews about amazing people, which has led to not just meeting them, but interviewing them on my radio show, collaborating with them. And one of the things that, I'm a big passionate you're talking about, you know, about affirmations. Yes, you can do them one day. Will they happen tomorrow? Most likely not, I'll have to say. But the thing is, you have to keep doing things. How did we learn to ride a bike? How did I learn how to skate at the age of 32? I started late, but I learned. It took me a year, and I became a pretty good skater. And people said to me, when did you learn how to skate? Last year. They were like shocked that I would learn how to skate so late in my life. I go, there was a barrier? You know? So I think that sometimes, you know, I start new habits. I start a habit at the beginning of the year, and unfortunately, I didn't continue the habit. Now, you may think that's a failure. It's not. I can restart the habit, and it's not what it was, but again, it's restarting it and moving forward. Because one of the key things that I want Andrew to share is that this is not going to be easy. In the sense, in a technical way, is that, yes, you're going to get this book, you're going to open it up, you're going to read it, but going to have its challenges. And I want Andrew to take the last 3 minutes here, because we have about 6 minutes left, is to tell people that, honestly, this is not going to be a walk in the park. This is going to be work. You're going to have to engage. Can you talk a little bit about how can people can take that? Because it's not a negative. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a negative.
Sure.
This is, I guess, a reality that you will learn more about yourself doing this. And because I've gone through this and continue to do this. Can you talk about that and what this could reveal about themselves in their journey closing up? Because we have 5 minutes left. Talk about that, and then we're going to close out on how they can get your amazing book.
Okay, great. Yeah, whenever you're starting something new, there's, you know, the confidence competency loop. So you want to get some confidence in doing it, and as you get confidence and you get competent and vice versa, then it just connects and things start flowing. So with this book, it's a practice. It's a 45-day practice that you do in the morning and before bed. And you're going to start them out, and you're going to see what resonates with you, and some you're going to be really attracted to. You're going to have fun doing these rituals. So it takes effort on your part, but that effort and that time pays dividends. It's like spending minutes now to save yourself hours of feeling bad later, in a sense. So you're creating more well-being for yourself. You're creating more flow, creating more happiness, more connection, more empowerment. And it does take some effort. This is not a passive book. This is not a book that people read and put it in their shelf help section, like they're books that all have great intentions, but they don't follow through with. This is the book that you follow through with. And it is an amalgamation of the best practices out there that I've found and that I've used and tested in my own life. And they make me feel good. They've changed my life, and you just got to do it. And the way I lay out is simple, and everybody's path is different. Everybody has a different relation to these activities, what it brings up, what type of things you need to do. But overall, it feels good, and you're going to do these rituals, and they're going to become a consistent part of your life if it resonates with you. I tell people, you are either going to enjoy this book now or you're going to enjoy it later, just based on your personality type, where you are. So I tell them it's an hour later. These are beneficial to everybody. So that's a pretty widely casted net, but that's how I really feel. So if it resonates, do it now. Feels good, and we're all on our path. We're all on our journeys. We're all discovering. We're all growing in some way. That's the intention. And if somebody's not meant for this book won't necessarily find them, and it won't land. So I've done. I've been in bookstores, and I've met lots of people, and I could tell the people that really take to this stuff, and other people, they're coming around to it. So there's a big movement, and the process, it can be fun. You're going to do these, and say if you're on vacation one day or if you're out of town and you miss one, you're going to be in such a habit of doing this, you're going to be like, oh, shoot, I didn't say my affirmations. Oh, shoot. You're going to be making it such a part of your day, just like having a coffee or having breakfast and brushing your teeth, that when you do it, you miss out. You miss out because it's such. It's going to be such ingrained once you're in this process, and it does become fun, and it does. You really warm up to it, and it really will have a profound stake in your life, and it's going to change your life. And a lot of people have written to me saying, "Okay, this happened. Like this piece of magic happened. You're never going to guess what who came into my life here." So things start to come about in people's lives, and I'm compiling some really cool stories of friends and family who have used it and clients that are written back and telling me that they've manifested just by using this. So it's 45 days and onward and beyond. So, yeah, give it a shot. Try it. That's my recommendation. It really helps.
Excellent. So we have a few minutes left. So what I have to tell Andrew, and I want to tell him here on the air, I didn't tell him this previous, is when he gave me this book, I would say maybe 2 months ago, this book has been beside me in my nightstand since the first day we met. Now, why I tell you this is because this is not the only book I have. I have a number of other books. My mentor told me this. He says, your nightstand is going to define you. And I have books either that I'm going to be reading or books that I've read or even CDs beside my nightstand. And such a powerful thing that I've done over the years, and I've had literally Andrew's book beside me. I've been looking through it, reading and all that, but I didn't put it in my shelf help. I remember, I don't know if Andrew mentioned it, but I kept it beside me. So I wanted to tell you this, that's how much I believe in this book, that I could easily put this in my shelf help. I did not. Okay, I kept it beside me. I look forward to doing it. So at least I did that. So with 1 minute left, tell one how I can get this amazing book, Andrew.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I have this great promotion on. If you go to www.spiritritualformula.com, there's a form that you fill out, and you could actually get my book for free shipped, the hard copy book. So the big, it's 8.5 by 11, the real book, it's hard copy. I'll ship it anywhere in the world. I'll give you a free copy, but you just have to cover the shipping and handling charges. Wherever you are in the world, I will get this book to you. So go to spiritritualformula.com, get the book for free, and you just have to pay the shipping charges and get into it. Change your life. Do something fun and just raise your energy level throughout the day.
All right. And with that, another amazing episode with an amazing connection that I've met in my journey in networking. Look forward to bringing you other amazing individuals. Thank you again, Andrew, for sharing the insights on this amazing book. And with that,
my pleasure. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Have a great day, everyone. Look forward to sharing some more amazing guests in the future. Thank you.